Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson. How you doing tonight, Steve?
I'm all right.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah. The government shut down.
The government shut down. Bam, ba, dam, ba, dam, bam, bam, bam. The government shut down. So, the government being shut down. Tell us some of the. I'm like they putting my fucking political Jake Tapper hat on. Tell us about the government shutdown. No. Tell us about the government shutdown, Steve. What's involved with that?
I don't know. I just like that it's shut down.
I thought you were saying something before we started about like the government being.
Oh, I guess there's certain things you can't do.
Right, like you can't go. What did you say? I don't remember.
You can't buy a gun.
You can't buy a gun. That's one of them. Yep.
What else?
You can't go to... I just feel like we're opening for a musical number. You can't go to Walmart. You can't go to... I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. What else gets affected? We should look that up.
I don't know, yeah.
We'll ask Alexa.
Alexa, what... Do people, what can't people do when the government is shut down?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
She's not going to know. Well, Google would know.
Well, here we'll
Google Home would know.
Alexa, how long has the government shutdown lasted so far?
She ignored you.
What a... Trick ass hoe. Trick ass hoe.
Trick ass hoe. Alexa, you trick ass hoe. Trick ass hoe.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah, you're damn right, trick ass hoe. What's the second item on your list, Steve? I think we've covered the government.
Oh, you wanted to talk about your vacation thing.
What's my vacation thing?
Your vacation embarrassing
that
moment?
That sounds so self-affirming. Like, you wanted to talk about vacations or something. Of course, vacations. Thank you for bringing it up. So anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, embarrassing things that have happened while you're on vacation.
Yeah, and you asked me that earlier, and I was like, no, not
coming
really
up with a blank.
Yeah.
Well, this is another listener, like, if you're listening, if you have something embarrassing that happened to you on vacation, we'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
Our way on our Facebook page. So.
Oh, well, and we could also, the perv pool.
Yeah, right. We can include it with the perv pool.
That could be a part of new contest, but perv pool, still send in.
Perv pool's still going.
Yeah, still
keep
going.
It coming. Keep your entries coming, and we will definitely send you that money if they're the next.
An autographed photo. Of our
stuff.
Of the perv, but not his autograph. Our autograph on the obviously.
Right, we can't get you Harvey Weinstein
and airtime. You could be a guest.
That's right. That's fun.
But
that's
anyway,
a cute contest.
Yeah, it is cute.
I would
kids.
Enter that. Cute
yeah, it's
contest.
Better than a cereal contest they got now.
Right.
We talked about that. That's some fucked up shit.
So the government shut down. Vacations, embarrassing vacation stories. I don't know why I thought of this. I have. Here's a story.
Oh. Gather around the campfire, children.
So I was probably like 3, and I don't know why I remember these
3
stories. I was probably like 3, 4, 5 years old.
Where'd you go on
very,
vacation?
Very I don't remember. It was some amusement park, and we were in the water park.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the water park. And they had this kind of playground in the water park where the kids would be like up to their like ankles in water, and there were these like water guns, these big-ass like foam water guns that you could just shoot at each other and spray each other. So my sister kept spraying me. She was much better at spraying me because she was faster. She's like 2, 3 years older than me, so she's faster, she's stronger, and she can blast me with water easier. So I'm like, stop it. So like I go to run to my mom to tell on her because I'm a little bitch.
You're a rat.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
a bitch-ass
rat.
Bastard. So I'm like about to...
Snitches
I'm like,
get stitches.
That's right. And in this case, emotional stitches.
What happened to you?
So I ran up to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, my sister came spraying me with the spray gun, but I won't want to be sprayed, Mom. And the woman that was in front of me, who I was talking to and addressing as my mother, leans over and goes, I'm not your mommy, sweetie. And I like look up at her and I'm like, ah, shit, this isn't my mom. This isn't my mom at all. Turn to my right. My mom's like, ah, ha, 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 here I am. Hi. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you all. So then I did the same thing with my mom. I was like, show us Ryan with the spray guns. And she was like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Didn't take my pleas for help seriously at all because I addressed the wrong woman as my mother. I don't know how I didn't know. I mean, they were both big fat ladies, so that's probably where the...
Your mom was fat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was a little pudgy. She had a bit of a pudge.
It's okay.
She'd never lost that baby weight. Is that okay to say about your mother?
I don't know, please. I don't
Let
know.
Us know if that's okay to say about your mother. Yeah. Facebook.com/firesidechatter. But that's an embarrassing vacation story for you. Right.
What's more embarrassing? Telling people your mom never lost the baby weight or going up to the wrong woman that you thought was your mom.
You know what? I plead the fifth on that one. I'll plead the fifth on that one. That's the story of my life then. If we're going to those
baby
two
fat.
Moments right there, I have not changed. I have not changed at all. That tells you I'm the same fucking kid I was when I was 2 fucking years old. I have not changed. I have not changed at all. I still run up to people in the streets being like, are you my mother? I can't find you. Why'd you leave?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's real sad. What's the next thing on the list?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
I mean,
bong.
Yeah, we had made a list this time.
They're not a sponsor, unfortunately. But
if they want to sponsor us,
that's what I'm saying.
I will gladly.
I think if we impress them enough on this show, maybe some of their eyes will be turned.
Yeah?
Taco Bell.
Some free cinnamon twists my way?
Hey, those two guys in front of the fire. They're funny.
We could do a commercial for them.
Yeah. We could in that horribly racist voice.
Oh, Taco Bell's starting to serve alcohol, apparently.
Are they really?
Not like, you know, everywhere, just like certain spots.
Certain
like
spots?
Certain locations.
Oh, okay. Like Finland?
Like fancy Taco Bells.
Ah.
Like Vegas.
Really?
I think.
Who goes to a Taco Bell in Vegas?
I would. Especially if you lost all your money. You know what you can buy for a dollar?
Okay, that's legit. Wow. You
$1,
put that right
man.
The fuck around on me. Holy shit. For a dollar,
yeah,
right, all the food.
For $5, dude, you'd eat
eat like a king.
That's
a really poor fucking king. A poor half-Mexican king.
Well, I don't know, like... Taco Bell, I mean, like, I appreciate all foods on all levels, street food, fast food, fancy food, you know.
Legit, I guess.
Taco Bell is just pretty good. It's like, I don't think I've ever had one thing from Taco Bell and dislike.
I think it's just like, I taste it and I'm like, this is shit. This is absolute shit. But I'm gonna keep eating it.
What's your thing at Taco Bell? What do you get?
It varies. They had that naked chicken chalupa for a while that I was all about, and then they pulled that after like 3 months.
They have the chicken chips now.
They have the chicken chips now. Yeah. I just get like the soft tacos. And
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It's very white bread and it's very sad. But I think that's the lightest of it. You know what I mean? When you just get like the taco, the soft taco, the horse meat inside or whatever it is, and then lettuce and tomato and sour cream. It's so light, you're just kind of like, okay, like I don't feel like shit. But if you get like their giant burrito, which is good, don't get me wrong, I like the 5-layer and all the shit. But if you get that, my mouth is like watering. If you get that, you're going to feel like you're going to regret it. You're just going to be like, wow, this
backed
like,
up for days.
Right, right. Like it's just not worth it, I guess. I don't know. That's my thing with Taco Bell. But I feel guilty after eating McDonald's, too. I'll eat McDonald's and be like, that was good in the moment.
Yeah.
But now that it's, like, in my stomach, I don't want it there
anymore. Yeah, I'd get out.
Right.
Because you don't feel that great.
Right. But I don't feel that way about all fast food restaurants.
Yeah, like, Arby's doesn't do that to
Arby's
me.
Arby's doesn't do that to me. Burger King doesn't really do that to me.
Yeah, McDonald's really does. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's and sometimes Wendy's.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree.
But I think it's something about McDonald's food, though. It's
yes,
just, it's like after if you don't eat it when it's fresh, like
it's gone. It's gone. The, just let it.
Yeah, yeah, just let it die.
Those like it's eating itself alive yeah. in your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but it'll never decompose.
No, it won't.
You see those shows where they have the double cheeseburger from like 2000 and then right. 2010? It's like the only thing like disappeared were the pickles.
Oh yeah. That's fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm. We should try that.
We should try that. Back... Let's eat some patties from 2002. 16 years ago, and we'll see.
Dude, I was 12.
I was 10. Attack of the Clones was coming out, and I wanted to see it in IMAX, but my class went to go see fucking Walking with Dinosaurs. Fuckers.
Walking with
Not Walking with Dinosaurs. I think it was some. It was some like.
Oh wait, I know what.
Creatures of the Deep or something. And I was like, I want to see Star Wars in IMAX.
Who? Wow.
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
Because they're fucking dumb. Is, everything had to be educational.
That is
stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah. No wonder we hated learning. But he's like, learning's fun. And you're like, no, it isn't.
Darth Vader.
I could be watching Star Wars.
If Darth Vader taught me math, I might.
Right.
I might actually, you know, be able to do
algebra. I would pay attention. I'd be like, shit.
Oh, man. I got to learn this math. Serious. Yeah. If I don't do it, he's going to choke force me.
Exactly. It's fucking, ugh. What a backwards world we live in. Backwards. Totally backwards.
Speaking of schools, for whatever reason. Did you ever have, like, your cafeteria, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell me how the food was.
It was not like, good. It was like, freeze-dried, whatever. Like, it was basically a TV dinner. So, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
It was, like, $2.
Yeah.
Why? What were yours like?
Horrible. They had some good things. But they had this thing called Dunkers. And it was just a hot dog bun with cheese on it and butter.
That's creative.
Yeah. It was just two pieces of bread. It was sad.
Oh my god, that is sad. Yeah. Those were always the most disappointing days when they clearly like had some leftover hot dog buns and they were like, and there would be like they would give you a little schedule with here's what you're gonna eat today if you don't pack a lunch. If you forget to pack a lunch. So we get in and we're like it was like Dunkers or like it was like something weird, like cheese something. And you're like, what the fuck is that? And kids were like, I don't know. You'd have to like ask around, like, what is this? What is this? And then you'd have to find a kid who had his lunch before you.
No fucking joke. One year, the last day of school for the year.
Yeah.
The cafeteria, it had, and I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I'm 100%. It said mystery meat stew.
Mystery meat stew.
So I was thinking it was like a bunch of random meat throughout the year that they just didn't use or
that's
had extra of, and they just like get rid of it.
They just want to get rid of stuff and they name it something weird and you're like, I don't know, is this exotic? And then you get there and it's a hot dog bun with cheese and butter and you're like,
well, fuck.
You lazy bitches. Yeah.
$2, like I'll 10. Go buy my own whole, you know, bread.
I could
hot
make
dog buns,
right.
You know?
I could make like a week worth of sandwiches, you cunt. You old bag. The most horrifying thing. This is a true story.
Oh.
The most horrifying thing. I was in elementary school, and there was there were like several lunch ladies that you like passed around, and then finally you get to the last lunch lady who is doing the register, and she like takes your card and takes your money and shit. So I get to the last lunch lady, and this last lunch lady is just fat. Curled hair, wearing a hat, hates her job, hates children, like picks up my card, doesn't say anything to me. She's just a total bitch to me. And I'm just like, thank you. Like, please, you know, I'll take this. Thank you. Like, I'm a scared, shy little kid. And she's just like, like just very, and I'm like, ugh. And then, so I get home and I tell my mom about like this bitch lunch lady or whatever. And my mom is like, did she have curled hair and was she fat? And I'm like,
holy shit, yeah.
I'm like, who is she? And she said, is she wearing a name tag?
That's your dad's like mistress.
God, oh, that would be terrifying. That would be more terrifying. But I'm actually like tangentially related to her was basically what she was saying. It was like a distant kind of cousin sort of relationship thing with, and I'm like, that's fucked. I'm related to a lunch lady. I have lunch lady blood in me, and she hates me, and she hates humanity.
Lunch lady blood.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty. I'm like, ugh, the worst lunch lady. Like, why couldn't I have the plucky, like, 60-year-old lunch lady who almost died after heart surgery, but she's still good. She just wants a job. And
she's really good at making gravy.
Right, right. Hey, old kids. Like, she gets way too into it. I want to be related to her.
Yeah.
I don't want to be related to fucking...
Sneaks you an extra PB&J.
Right, yeah, yes. Okay. Have a cookie.
Don't tell him.
Don't tell him what happened here today. There's the next one for the perv pool.
Lunch
Your
ladies.
Old lunch lady. She took me behind the cooler where they kept the ham sandwiches. She didn't give me a ham sandwich.
She gave me a ham sandwich.
Yes. That's beautiful and horrible. We apologize to all the victims of lunch lady
sexual
rape.
Abuse. I'm waiting for that scandal to break. It's like priests that keep moving
lunch
around schools.
Rape. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. That's horrifying. Holy shit. Serial lunch lady rapist. And then you have the. Remember we were talking about last episode with Arnold where he kills all the perverts? You have Arnold starring as an ex-lunch lady who kills all the rapist lunch ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And then he kills himself.
Oh, no. Wait. Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, yeah,
kills
yes.
all the...
Your shit!
I'm fed up.
That's terrific. That should be a show. Holy shit.
Or Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan adventures. Yeah.
Or because Steven Seagal got fat.
He did get fat.
He could be the chef. He was a chef in that one movie.
He was. What movie?
Under Siege.
He was yeah. a chef in Under Siege?
Yeah.
Really?
The first one.
Shit.
Yeah. Takes on the terrorists, wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one's the one where he goes, he falls out of the plane and dies like an hour into the movie? And it's just Kurt Russell being like, I guess I'm carrying this movie now. Which one's that one? I don't remember.
I don't either.
Air Bud?
Executive Order?
That's it, I
that
think.
Sounded?
That's it, I think. Yeah, yeah. I think it is Executive Order.
Is it?
I probably have that on a videotape somewhere.
Looking over at the VHS.
Executive Order. Let's God. See. Yeah, there are.
I see New Jersey Drive.
New Jersey Drive. It's a great film.
Lost in Space.
That's also a... I can't even say that with a straight face.
The Jackal.
The Jackal.
You know Jack Black's in that movie.
The Jackal?
Yeah.
Really?
Gets his arm blown off.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a movie.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Commando.
Commando.
And you got some exercise VHSs? No, oh, nope, sorry. That's just Kickboxer, Double Team, and Sudden Death.
They're basically exercise. If you really strip out all the sets and the effects and the
yeah.
villains, it's just one big exercise video. I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. And one, and two. And one, and two. I could see that.
Yeah.
That was actually quite the workout for my leg just now.
Hmm.
Doing that. And one, and two, and one, and two. That's my Jean-Claude Van Damme. What's the last thing on the list?
I wanted to talk about how expensive razors are.
Right.
You know?
Razors are bloody expensive.
It's criminal.
Yeah, and bloody it could also be because they'll make you bleed.
Yeah,
razors.
Yeah, especially yeah, you can get you know, tetanus from a rusty blade.
That's right.
Because you're using it for so long.
Right.
Because you don't want to buy new ones.
Right.
You know, you're risking your health.
Yes. Ugh. But like we were talking about a certain shave club that only costs a dollar.
It's you know it's shit.
It's terrible. I've never used it. You said it was shit because you said the heads.
The razors are horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Just horrible.
Wow. Hmm. That's a shame. Because you can go to Walmart and pick up a big pack of Bic for $25.
They're much better.
Or $25. 25 of them in there for like $3.
Yeah.
And you're saying they're better.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
Just wanted to, you know, we'll never have a commercial for them.
No. Unless they want to give us money. If they want to give us money, I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, you the greatest razor.
Are you
going
to go to Walmart to get 25 razors for $3?
Who the fuck does that?
Come on. That's come three, right to your fucking
that's,
door.
That's 200% more than what you're paying now. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, I just felt like I had to say that.
It's true, though. Razors, like, they're just uncomfortable.
No.
And they're not very pleasant.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
And men aren't natural shavers.
Yeah, just the face.
We just want to, just the face. Yeah. Keep it a little trimmed. I shave my chest, too, for some reason.
I've done that.
I've just gotten in the habit of it, I think. So, like, it's with... Like, I think just because chicks are so used to them, you know what I mean? They're so used to shaving, like, they got to shave their legs, they got to shave their cooch, they got to shave...
the cooch.
Yeah, so, like, they're just used to it.
Yeah.
But, like, we're kind of like, we shave maybe once every so often, and it's kind of like, this is more a hassle than it's... Yeah. Where to them, it's just a necessity. It's kind of like showering.
Yeah. For us, it's like, eh.
Like, I could shave, but I don't really feel like it. Yeah.
I don't really fucking feel like it.
And anymore, we work in a culture where it's like, your boss isn't going to yell at you like, hey.
Get rid of that beard.
Right. You damn hippie. Weird. You playing with matches?
Fire. Sir? I'm playing with a lighter.
Well, shit. I think we've been playing with fire, too.
Yes, we have.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. Just pissed off at that razor price.
I know. It's annoying. It's bullshit. Don't do it, kids. Unless they give us money.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Then we're whores.
We're whores.
Yeah.
Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Good night, everybody.